Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I reckon adobo.
It was adobo.
Tupperwares of adobo and rice.
Chicken adobo, of course. Adobo down under.
Learning how to cook adobo.
My husband's not really a fan of Filipino food, but one of the food he eats is adobo, one of the dishes.
Pambansang ulam kung ituring nating mga Pilipino ang adobo. Ang putaheng kadikit na ng pagkakakilala ng mga Pinoy pagdating sa pagkain. At sa dami ng bersyon ng pagluluto ng adobo, bawat isa may kasamang kwento. Kaya alamin natin ang iba't ibang kwentong adobo ng mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia. Isang Peruvian ang asawa ni Aya, habang Australian naman ang asawa ni Marilyn. At iisa ang pakay ng magkaibigan, ang maipagluto ng adobo ang kanilang mga kabiyak.
I love Filipino food and I'm really not a good cook. So parang sa ko, it's a way for me to maybe learn a new style of cooking adobo.
Hi, I'm Marilyn. I know there's different ways of cooking adobo, so I know the long way. So hopefully I'll find a way to make it simpler and shorter. Kasi yung sa akin medyo matagal. You fry it and then you, or right now I more or less bake it. So medyo mga 1 hour before I cook the adobo para tender.
Ang paraan ng pagluluto ng adobo na kanilang alam sa ngayon ay karaniwang hango pa sa mga recipe ng kanilang mga magulang.
Siguro I got it from my mom. So the basic is from my mom. She does it the Kapampangan way. Tapos tinwik ko na lang.
No, my mom makes adobo. It's a very dry adobo. It's simple. It's usually just pork adobo with no other vegetables, just the meat. So adobo is a staple food, and I think it's because it doesn't spoil. So that's why it's perfect when you're going out, you can have adobo.
Kahit sa mga dito na lumaki sa Australia tulad ni Diane, hindi pwedeng hindi matututunan ang pagluluto nito.
Like in the family, we all kind of have like our one dish. So like my sister will do tinola and mine's like more the sinigang and dad's is adobo. And like I'm Filipino and I didn't even realize there were that many versions of adobo. So it was really good. And I think I only ever, I guess, knew one version. I thought you always had to marinate it, but it's not as difficult as I was making it out to be.
Isang serye ng pagluluto ng pagkaing Pilipino ang isinagawa ng grupong Filipino Food Movement Australia na tinawag na Sahog. Ang unang putahe, syempre, adobo. At pinangunahan ito ng cook and food blogger ng Adobo Down Under na si Ana Manlulo.
So because one of the mission of the organization is to educate. So we said we want to promote, we want to celebrate Filipino food. We also want to educate the Australian public that Filipino food is not hard. It's approachable, it's easy to cook at home. And all the time, actually, with the adobo dish that we made today, all the ingredients are already in their pantry. So basic ingredients, 3 to 5 ingredients, they can make adobo. Right? If you can make pasta, you can make adobo at home.
Karamihan ng mga sumali sa cooking workshop ay hindi Pilipino. Tulad na lang ng mag-ama na mula pa sa Sri Lanka na si Ranjit at Timothy.
Oh, I just thought it'd be fun and yeah, find out a bit about some food that neither of us have really eaten before and we both enjoy cooking, so thought it'd be fun, yeah.
Haven't had any experience with Filipino food, so it was a good time to learn a little bit and spend time with my son.
Patok din sa panlasa ng Aussie chef na si Adam ang pagkaing Pinoy dahil na rin sa impluwensya ng kanyang asawang Pinay na si Diana.
So my wife's Filipino and since we went to the Philippines about 5 years ago, I've just been really interested about learning more about the cuisine. And I'm a chef myself, so having something that was new and exciting was really great to learn about. So I've been studying and practicing recipes and trying to learn as much as I can about the Filipino foods.
Nasa listahan na rin ng magkaibigang Isabel at Dana ang adobo matapos matutunan ng magkaibigan ang paraan ng pagluluto nito.
It was really interesting food, something like I've never known about before. All the dishes were really quick to prepare and that it was things that we had in the cupboard already, like soy sauce and garlic. And vinegar, yeah.
Para sa two fat fairies and foodies na si Chi at Daki, malaking hakbang ito sa pagpapakilala ng Filipino cuisine sa buong mundo.
Well, I think we have reached that point na marami na ang interesado sa pagkain natin and sa culture of the Filipinos.
Maganda yung pakiramdam na naaabot na natin ang masang Australiano, that the Filipino is now having a footprint in the culinary landscape of the broader Australian community. And that is the goal of the Filipino food movement. We want this to be live in the mainstream, the same way that you've got Thai restaurants, Vietnamese restaurants, Lebanese and what have you.
We want a Filipino street.
Yes, we want a Filipino street, or we want Filipinos as well to be proud that we have dishes that are at the level commercially viable and acceptable.
Ang Sahog Series ay isasagawa ng grupo kada dalawang buwan, kaya tiyak na aabangan ang sunod na tema ng mga lutuing Pilipino ngayong Abril.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.